This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Venture capital, you know about it, right? Early investing in hopefully promising companies, potentially high reward, more often high risk with some losses. Venture capital firms and rich people usually are the ones doing it. But there is also something called corporate venture capital, when companies form investment funds of their own. Google has Google Ventures, Twitter has Twitter Ventures, Intel has Intel Capital. You get the gist. And it turns out corporate VC is quite the hot trend right now. Our senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, is here to explain it all to me. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai. How are you?
I'm good. So listen, make me smart here. Talk to me about these companies doing venture capital. I don't quite get it.
It's a concept that's been around for about 60 years. It's a sort of a subset of venture capital.
Yeah.
But the tech companies really picked up this ball and ran with it. Intel started off about 30 years ago, really getting into corporate venture capital. Unlike investing other people's money, these companies obviously invest their own money in external startups. And there's basically two reasons. Either they are trying to make money back, or, and this has become a lot more common, especially in the last few years, they're trying to get a competitive advantage. They're trying to figure out a way that they can invest in startups that they have some control over, and so they can bring new ideas and new innovations in-house and not get disrupted by that startup that somebody else funded.
Which totally makes sense. Give me an example of one that's worked out pretty well.
Yeah, you know, one example is Comcast, which has become a really big corporate venture capital arm. And they invested heavily in 2009, 2011 in a company that did remote home security control. Then it was called iControl. And they turned around and made it their Xfinity Home product.
Hmm.
And so all of a sudden you saw Comcast saying, no, we can give you a remote monitoring system and home security. Hmm. And that's because they had invested in this outside company. Now, some of them also do make a ton of money. Qualcomm was an early investor in Waze, you know, the turn-by-turn direction.
I live and die by Waze. You better believe it.
Well, you live in LA, so yes, you do.
That's right.
And a lot of other people do, because Waze was sold to Google for $1 billion. And so Qualcomm did pretty well on
all
that
right.
one.
So that's real money, though. But give me the landscape here. In the world of venture capital, how big is this internal venture capital stuff?
So it has been on the rise. Right now, it makes up just under 13% of overall venture investments.
Hmm.
And in 2015, corporate venture arms put more money into startups than at any time since 2000. So it's really been gangbusters lately. It's been criticized as helping to drive up valuations. And we've heard that complaint a lot in the tech industry, especially. And just like the rest of the venture capital market, they're starting to pull back a little bit. Intel is one of the largest. It's about a $5 billion fund, or estimated to be. And there are reports that they might cash out about $1 billion of that, just to sort of, because the market is cooling. And if that happens, it could really accelerate the sell-off or the cooling.
So, all right, so this is a little bit sideways, but also with Intel, they're laying off 12,000 people. Hello?
And Intel's a really interesting case, right? Because here's a company that was looking for a strategic advantage, looking for a way to get into mobile or do something other than PC chips. And looks like maybe this $5 billion corporate venture capital arm didn't pay off, which should be a warning sign to all these companies who have been jumping on this bandwagon. We're still seeing companies, crazy ones. You know, I got invited to an event at JetBlue to announce their new venture arm. 7-Eleven just launched one.
No.
Sesame Corporation is doing it. The Sesame Street people.
I know I said this last time you and I chatted on the radio, but Marketplace ought to launch one of these funds too. Not only should we buy Yahoo, we should launch a venture fund.
I think so too. You know, I have been stocking up my change jar for Yahoo, so I'm still on board with that plan, and I think we could do well in the venture. Why not? Everybody else is.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Molly Wood, she's our senior tech correspondent, lead banker for our venture fund as well. Thanks, Molly.
My pleasure.